Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Red Sox head into the All-Star break, 38 games over 500. They get a 5-2 win over the Blue Jays yesterday to take 3 out of 4 at Fenway. Xander Bogaerts homered. Brock Holt drove in 2 runs. And they got a 4.5-game lead in the division, as well as the Yankees fell 4-2 to the Indians. Sox taking some time off. They'll get back at it Friday at Detroit. Elsewhere in the AL East, the Orioles beat the Rangers 6-5. Rays fell to the Twins 11-7. Brian Dozier with a walk-off grand slam. Celtics fell to the Portland Trail Blazers to wrap up the Las Vegas Summer League last night, 95-80. Trey Davis led the Celtics with 19 points. Gershon Yabusele chipped in 16. Rookie Robert Williams III did not play. The team also announced they had waived guard Kadeem Allen. At the World Cup, France defeated Croatia 4-2 for their second tournament win, the other one 20 years ago back in 1998. The John Deere Classic, Michael Kim had his first PGA Tour victory, ran away from the field to finish 27-under, won by 8 strokes, broke the tournament record set by Steve Stricker back in 2010. He will now prepare for the British Open coming up this weekend. And more golf news, John Daly has withdrawn from the British Open, citing a knee injury, and Keegan Bradley will step in his place. And at Wimbledon, Novak Djokovic beat Kevin Anderson in straight sets to capture his 4th title at the All England Club. It's his 13th Grand Slam win overall. He's now 1 behind Pete Sampras for the 3rd most all-time. Sports Hub Headlines brought to you by AdCare Hospital. If you or a loved one is struggling with alcohol or drug use, help is just around the corner. Call AdCare at 1-800-ALCOHOL. I'm Sean Silver, Boston's Over Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update in 30 minutes.
Have a Google smart speaker in your home or office? Just say, hey Google, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's amazing!
And listen to Boston's Home for Sports.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are you on fire?
How you doing, Stanky Leg?
What's up, man?
High five from everyone.
Took it to the limit.
I have a horrible foot fetish.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox. Let's go, Red Sox.
Hear me like a bow, bow, bow.
Go, Red Sox.
Hear me like a bow, bow, bow. Won't it, well, yeah.
Hey, you fired up?
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello. I have a tiger.
I'm concerned, guys.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
You can't have a newcomer come in and steal a show.
Let's go!
Welcome into Toucher and Rich here on a Monday morning. We are not Toucher and Rich. We are Johnston and Flynn.
I didn't know that.
Well,
I think people can get that. Hello, hello.
Hello, and welcome to a radio-exclusive version of Toucher and Rich, the first one in a long time. No more TV, so if you
oh,
are...
Oh, that's right. I'm so much more comfortable.
There are cameras set up in here, but the TV lights
Ryan
aren't
has
on.
Pants on, so he's comfortable now.
We can do the show however we want, although we do have a viewing audience here in the studio, because once again, we are broadcasting from... our brand new studios. This is the first kind of official day of broadcast from our new studios in Dorchester. We closed down the Brighton studios over the weekend. Mike and I were here in the new studios yesterday to kind of play the role of guinea pig and work out some of the bugs. Birds here, looking fresh.
Not many bugs.
Bird, you didn't call me this morning to make sure I was on my way in. Very disappointed in you.
You get a call? He calls you?
No, he was supposed to call Fred, and he didn't call Fred, and it led to a whole thing.
I was going to say.
See, I'm a loyal listener slash viewer of the show. I guess no longer viewer.
Pat yourself in the back. He shouldn't have to call Fred, but I don't want to get involved because as soon as Fred hears this, then I'm going to get a rash of crap. So I should keep my mouth shut because I don't know the context of it. So, yeah, the new studio. I got up about 4:30. No, I was up at 3 and came in. Start driving in by 4:30 and the luster of the new.
You were up at 3.
Oh, you don't want to get into
it. Are you keeping John Gruden hours now?
I am. That's what I do now.
Watching game film.
Well, I took a high school job, so I'm watching game.
Mike, I just found this out this morning. Mike is going to be coaching
high school football
this coach. Fall.
Yes.
Head coach jumped right into the head coaching job.
I mean, listen, who
would have thought you start as like a line coach? Maybe, you know, maybe you're more like the gopher.
Well, I mean,
you know, Bill Belichick doesn't turn his kids into head coaches right away. He just like first they got to do the grunt work.
Well, you got to
learn.
You got to
pay your dues.
I hold out for management positions and that's what I did. Well, I mean, you know what it is? I'm just a hell of an interview. That's what this job has done. I mean, I don't know what I promised. I mean,
Mike walks in and it's between him and the social studies teacher. Yeah, it's like, I don't know. You know, maybe we could have you be a coordinator for a couple of years, work your way up to that head coaching job. You know, the math teacher, he's really been breathing down our neck to get this gig.
Stop. That would be tough. You want to talk about a blow to the ego. Oof. It would have been tough. But no, just my kids. I was responsible for my kids a couple of days ago and at a pool area and they got burned.
Oh, sunburn?
Profusely, yes.
Oh. And now I you know, as somebody who goes from like, you know, as white as this sheet of paper to like lobster red in about 10 minutes, I can absolutely.
So now my son can't sleep. It's itchy, it's hot, and since it was my fault, I got to take the brunt of some cold compresses and. Plus, we have the fair Irish skin. So what a normal person would you know, 10, 20 minutes, 30 minutes being exposed.
Walk past,
most people
walk
don't
past
even get
a strong light bulb
but for me,
burst into flames.
I mean, it's like, you know, I had a burn. Basically, all my kids had a sunburn. Very amateur hour. But you know what happened?
You were responsible? Like, what are you doing?
I was drinking.
And that's, well, that explains it.
Too many lights. When you're rolling through.
I suddenly figured out how I got sunburned when I was a kid. Like, my parents were.
They were hammered. And I know your parents. Sauce. I guarantee you. I will bet you 100% they were lit. It's not the first go around because you go there, you dot your I's, you cross your T's. All right. Spray everybody down. It's the second one. After they swim in the pool for an hour, they come out, they eat. You got
to. Right, you have to reapply.
Yeah. Well, by that point, I'm 4 burgers, 2 dogs, and 9 lights in. It happening. So then about 3 in the morning, as my kids writhing in pain, I start saying, hey, you need to take responsibility for yourself. You know better.
What are you, like 7 now?
Were you 8? You're 9. Grow up. Start putting sunscreen on. Look at you. You like glow when you're outside. You're white. I'm trying to push off responsibility to other people. But yeah, so that's why I was up early. But yeah, the new studio, but when you're exhausted, like, oh, man, the luster's off the new studio already.
Well, it's our
second show.
We've been there, done that.
Yes.
This is now 2 shows for us and 0 shows for anybody else.
We'll break Silver in. So he's in on headlines today. Tracy was stressed out. She told me, which I love, anxiety, because I'm a high-stress person. I'm like, hey, you're going to have a great show. You know, it's not normal.
You got to rise to the occasion.
Yes.
You know, that's the best of the best do their best in
high-stress
situations.
Except for me, and I'm not very important. So I'm the only guy talking. That's easy to do. So.
But, yeah, so I get in here this morning, and Mike's, like, crowded around the computer already. Like, you never beat me in.
Never.
Never. I show up this morning, it's like 5:30, you're already here in the studio, you're like hunched over the computer, you're working, I'm like, holy cow, he's dedicated to the show this morning. I look over, you're watching high school game film.
I am dedicated to the show. I'm going to break down the cover three defense and what kind of routes I'm going to run against it. No, I did. I pumped over to the, but I actually did a little homework yesterday, last night. Not much changes. When you have the morning show, it's like whatever.
No, what was happening at 3 o'clock yesterday, yes, when we got off the air is pretty much the same.
Unless
thing
somebody gets arrested or something like that, you know, something. But
which has happened.
And true.
We've been here in the morning when, like, we get word, hey, a Patriot got arrested last night.
Yeah, and you don't get the, you know, the Friday news drop either. You know, sometimes we come in on Saturday, you know, we'll 6 o'clock, I'll text it, hey, did you hear this? You know, it doesn't happen on Sunday. So, hey, he's in the barn. So I figured I'd get a jump on the season. It's right around the corner, man. Football's around the corner. Can already tell. It came in this morning. It's like 65 degrees. Man, the summer just, it's going to.
I'm telling you, switch. It was Friday afternoon, and I saw somebody on Twitter say that Patriots camp opens up in like 15 days. And I was like, oh my God, the summer's almost over already. It's almost football season. Like, we're going to be in Foxborough in 2 weeks.
Is Brady going to show up?
It's mandatory, right? Like, this isn't...
He'll be fine.
This isn't voluntary?
He'll be fine.
So Chris Long had some comments on that.
He was here, like, he's the authority on that now. He's been here 3 months.
Well, no, it wasn't even that, but he was like, well, you know, they gave us all we could handle in the Super Bowl, so obviously it's not bothering them. Like, all that, you know, all that perceived problems between Brady and Belichick. I mean, those problems were going on during the year, but it's not going to affect during the year.
No, maybe not. Who knows? But at some point, there's a breaking point dealing with that sort of confrontation back and forth or the tension. There's a possibility. I don't think it rattles Bill, but there's always a chance. It filters out. Like, hey, just him not showing up to camp. Like we said, it doesn't affect Brady one iota. But new receivers, new running back. You got a rookie running back. Guys hurt. I mean, you're not going to have Edelman. Guys are gone. Those are the guys that are going to, you know, pay the price because they're not dealing with Tom. Now you're going to have to hit the ground running. He's going to be on, like, Algebra 4 or Algebra 2, and you're just kind of basic math. So he will – I wouldn't be surprised if there's some frustration in training camp. We've seen how he is when he gets frustrated just because those guys – haven't worked with him in the offseason, haven't done passing camps. So that's what they're kind of learning those first couple weeks in camp.
The difference this time around will be when you see Brady during the preseason and he's, you know, throwing a fit because a receiver ran the wrong way, I'm not going to think to myself, well, that idiot receiver. I'm going to think, you know, Tom, maybe if you would have spent a few extra days when you had the opportunity working with that guy, he might be on the same page with you right now.
And I think that's valid because, like I said, I don't think it affects him at all. And, you know, the receiver obviously is making the mistake, but it's because lack of practice time, lack of time with Brady, because Hoyer doesn't work at the pace and the speed and the recognition that Brady does. Dude, it's hard. It is crazy, you know, like, and I know we always goof about my time here at the Patriots. It was legitimately a cup of coffee. But, hey, guys, how you doing? We can hear you. These mics are very sensitive, so I would whisper. You know, when he came into the huddle, it was like the speed and the, you know, verbiage, like, I mean, it was fast. And, you know, I'm an intelligent guy. I picked it up. I didn't have any problems. But some of these young guys may have issues. But, you know, that guy's in there, and it's a different pace. And those guys will be chasing it as opposed to, like, kind of understanding it and expanding. So we'll see. That's my prediction. Other people will be affected early, and there'll be some frustration. But at the end of the day, they'll work it out.
All right, so we're getting started here on a Monday morning. Again, it's Johnston and Flynn in for Tutcher and Rich from our new studios, which the airplane is almost completely built as we fly it. So they're making some modifications as we go. You get anything working over there, Silver? It's just like that. It was Silver's issue.
I know. I'm getting help during the show here. I can't get into an account that I've been able to get into for the last 4 years, but that's okay.
Unimportant.
Yeah, totally.
That's unimportant. Fine. All right, we will continue. We'll get into what happened last night, including the Red Sox with another win, 12 out of 13, headed into the All-Star break, and we'll get to that coming up. But first, let's get our CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Lion Law Auto Group.
You get to experience it for breakfast.
He's like, hello!
The Tutcher and Rich Show on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
recapping what you missed. It's Toucher and Rich.
Red Sox a strike away from taking a 4.5 game lead in the division over the Yankees. The payoff pitch.
It's Johnston and Flynn in for Toucher and Rich, and time for what happened last night. And you heard it there yesterday afternoon, a 5-2 win for the Red Sox over the Toronto Blue Jays. And the Red Sox enter the All-Star break with a 68-30 record and a 4.5 game lead over the Yankees in the division. They have won 12 of their last 13, Mike. You know, we talked about this a little bit over the weekend. I'm starting to believe not that this team doesn't have some issues, and they lost Eduardo Rodriguez over the weekend, and that looks like it might be worse than initially feared. Get a further update on that, I guess, in a couple of weeks. But with what happened with Mookie Betts at bat the other night and what happened with Xander Bogaerts hitting a walk-off grand slam, it's starting to feel like this is something special, and it's not just based around the fact that they have the best record in baseball at the All-Star break. It's the way that they're doing it, and you're starting to get those big moments that you get during a season that oftentimes when you look back after a championship run, you look back into the middle of the season and say, that's when we started to see this team really establish itself as the best team in baseball.
Yeah, they've turned it on. I mean, they're winning like almost 70% of their baseball games. And regardless of competition in a baseball season, to win at that clip is tough. And I don't know what that projects out to. I'm not going to do that. I'd imagine it'd be some sort of record if they keep at this pace. But they've certainly there are holes in the boat. And there's, you know, they got to put their fingers in the dam a little bit here in terms of starting pitching and bullpen issues. And now the Rodriguez injury, it puts Dombrowski in a different position than he was 2 or 3 days ago about what you need to get and what direction they go in. But moments in the season, you mentioned the Betts at bat, winning late, but they play good. You get two of the best hitters in baseball, two MVP candidates, legitimately. They got a bat in the lineup in Martinez they didn't have last year, which would certainly be a lot different in the playoffs. You know, the ability to, and Betts now has figured it out, and Bogaerts is better. So, yeah, they've been great. And the way they've kind of pulled away in this stretch here with the Yankees, because, you know, and we've talked about it, you know, a couple weeks ago when it was, I believe, half game up or half game behind. And clearly the Yankees and Red Sox were the class, at least record-wise, in the American League. And the debate of, well, you know, why do you play this whole season for one game? Well, you may be right, and it should be at least a 3-game series or whatever you want. But at the end of the day, the rules in place for now that the wild card is one game. So you need to win that division. And I know you'll dissect it and chew it apart in terms of who they played, and it's true. But everybody's playing these teams. They're still winning at a clip that's better than everybody else. And now they've kind of stretched that lead 4.5 games against the Yankees at the break. A little bit of a break. You know, you're dealing with Steven Wright with his knee. Pomeranz trying to figure things out and rehab assignments. Now Rodriguez, you know, I think they don't play for 10 days. I mean, that in baseball, that's a lot of time off.
Yeah.
You know, like these, you know, elite athletes, to get to that point, you heal quicker. I'm not sure Rodriguez will be back, but maybe at least Pomeranz or Wright could figure it out and get healthy and get back. So they've also caught a break. So they're on this run here. They're a little separation with the Yankees, and the All-Star break kind of falls at a good time for them for the rotation. But they've been great, and it's the moments. You know, like now I'm starting to say, okay. And they're capturing it. Like we talked, like it's like basketball free agency is over, and, you know, the hockey free agency is over. It's kind of a dead time. Potentially a little bit NBA could pick up. There's no football. And this is the time where, from a fan's point of view, the Red Sox can capture the fan base. They didn't last year at this time. Even though they were good, mm-hmm. Not going to deny that. But I think the energy, the excitement, how they're winning, and I think they have a chance. They pulled me in because I've kind of been a lot of little background noise for me, but now that there's a break here and you could focus on them, the way they're playing baseball, I mean, they're fun to watch.
And the emotion of it. You know, and we talked about that again, about the Mookie Betts 13-pitch extravaganza the other day and the emotion that came out of that from him, who's, you know, he's celebrating so much after he hit that home run, he almost fell down. And to be honest, afterwards, I was kind of thinking, like, that's the kind of thing that gets guys drilled in the major leagues a lot of times. Like, you start, you know, celebrating like that, even after a 13-pitch at bat grand slam. Like the other team's like, what are you doing? Showing emotion, and they throw a pitch at your head the next time you're up. But it's, you know, I came out of this weekend after that game on Saturday and said, like, this feels like something different. It feels like something kind of special is going on. Yesterday, not a big offensive day. Only 6 hits in the game, but Brock Holt had 2 of those, and he drove in a couple of runs.
In center field looper, they'll drop in for a base hit. Martinez will score. Brock Holt coming through his 24th RBI to make it 2-0. Chopper toward the hole. Can't get it. Travis came up empty. Here comes the run. Rolling around. They throw home. Safe. 5-2 Boston. Brock Holt for the second consecutive game, finding a big hole with a big hit.
Yeah, Brock Holt heating up the bottom of the lineup, actually. Five of the 6 hits that the Red Sox had yesterday, Holt, Leon, and Bradley. And even Jackie Bradley starting to swing the bat.
Well, that was a part, right, where the part of the lineup that struggled when they kind of came out, played well early, and they went into that funk, right? There was, yeah, like, you know, six through whatever combination was struggling to perform at the plate, you know, to get it done. And, you know, obviously, that's where you bat, but, you know, you're talking below Mendoza. Like, guys weren't performing, clutch hits, all that kind of stuff. Now, that part of it, which, how you get on a streak like this. But you got, like, Toronto, right, and Tampa. I mean, Tampa's 49-47. They're 18 games back. I mean, you know, you look at other points, you know, if you're in the Central, you got a shot at that. But, I mean, yeah, when those guys hit well, what they've done at the top of the lineup, it's a tough lineup to get through. The Rodriguez injury, and we'll get into that a little bit more, is, you know, that could be, because we talked yesterday about Price, and I kind of went off on Price and how I don't care about this guy. And we had differing opinions on how much you need him to.
The importance of David Price, yeah.
And I kind of downplayed it because I think I already know what he is. I don't even consider him an important piece because I know he will turtle when he's called upon. But the Rodriguez injury is huge. And for, you know, you're not only the 3.5 ERA, somewhere around there, you know, the numbers that he hasn't put up in his career. So you lose that. But the concern, you know, for a short time, the concern is with him is, like, he's always been an injury guy. And that's kind of a big reason why the Orioles got rid of him, where they were happy to part with him. And you look at his numbers. I was looking through his, you know, what he's been through, you know, 20 starts, 22 starts. I mean, he's, like, at that limit now.
Yeah.
So realistically, and then, you know, with kneecap issues, and you watch the injury that he's had, and I've been there where I started off with it was a high ankle sprain, and you find out down the road that you had some issue with your knee. You know, it's kind of all connected. And, I know Cora came out and he didn't sugarcoat it, said it was pretty serious, but he also said there wasn't any issue with the knee right now. But, you know, as that ankle heals up a little bit, you know, we're going to see some residual effect, and that knee got twisted, because that's a huge problem that he has.
Alex Cora, as they hit the break, very happy with the way this team is put together.
I don't think they're pushing us. We push ourselves. We expect to show up every day and play the way we've been doing. But one thing about the guys, and I said it the last few weeks, they show up, they prepare, they play, and whatever result, they turn the pace right away. They don't get caught up on the we won or we lost. You know, we got to show up every day because it's right in front of us. Everybody knows it.
It's a difficult thing. With 162-game season, you know, and that's part of the reason why sometimes people look at baseball and they say, wow, these guys, you know, they don't show any emotion. It's a 162-game season. Like, winning one game is such a drop in the bucket that you really can't get too high, too low during the course of a season, because there's another game tomorrow and then a game after that and a game after that. Like, it just is relentless. It never stops. And sometimes you just kind of feel beat down by it. So if you can have a group of guys who just, you know, and look, it's a lot easier when you have the kind of record that they've got right now and you're 68-30. And like you said, they're winning almost 70% of their games. A lot easier to be happy to come to the ballpark and be self-motivated at that point than it is if you're, you know, struggling to keep your head above water and you're kind of mired in the, you know, in the middle of the pack at this point in the season. And so, you know, he's been helped out by that. But I also kind of feel like, you know, his personality has trickled down to this team a little bit, too, that they've been able to, you know, loosen up and have a little bit more fun than they were having under a guy like John Farrell.
Well, I mean, and that's, you know, obviously the record reflects, you know, how they responded to Alex Cora. Because when you get rid of a guy like Farrell, and most people thought it was the right move to make, even though they were winning, there was just something missing. And you didn't really get a feel for it till after the fact. And listen, the entitlement and how you coddle baseball players and how guys weren't having fun, it's like, oh, you want to roll your eyes, right? You want to just say, suck it up. Like, do your job. So the guy was, so, you know, you got guys in first and second. You don't move them over. You got a guy in third with no outs, and you're, like, trying to pull the ball, hit it to the shortstop. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, and you get called out of that. You know, the initial reaction, well, do your job, right? Like, quit whining about it. But with that said, the reality of Major League Baseball is, like, you bring in a guy like Cora, who's more of a player's coach. He played the game recently. And, you know, we'll come to find at some point, like anything, right? That'll grow old in terms of, you know, the players will start running that locker room and take advantage of the coach. But right now, you could see that energy. I mean, look at a guy like Betts, right? The performance, he's getting Bogarts, right? You see, now Martinez wasn't here, but you do see that energy from the team. They're having fun, right? There's emotion, there's passion to it. So certainly in the short term, it was a fantastic move. I mean, nobody disagreed with Farrell necessarily getting canned, but you know, the backlash of not having fun is a little much. But, you know, listen, that's the locker room. You need to get a pulse of the locker room, right? There are younger guys. You know, these aren't these old curmudgeons,
right?
You know, crunch or veterans. Like, it was a younger locker room. He can relate, and you certainly see it from the performance, but just the energy and how they go about their business.
All right, we'll talk a little bit more about the Sox, and we'll get into a couple of other things that happened yesterday as we continue here on a Monday morning with Ryan Johnston and Mike Flynn in for Tutcher and Rich. Sean Silver is in for Wallach. He's got the Sports Hub headlines.
It's T&R.
I heard you like to party.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I mean, that's not the way human beings act.
Follow these guys on Twitter at Tutcher and Rich.
Boy, did Twitter explode.
Ryan Johnston and Mike Flynn in for the guys this morning. 617-779-0985 is still the number as we are into our new studios here in Dorchester this morning. Fred's going to love the commute. Going to love it.
Where does he live anyway? Do you know? Newton?
Newton. On the good side.
Is there a bad side?
He seems to think there is. Like, Billy Jaffe and Joe Haggerty live on the bad side. But, yeah, he's going to love the commute first thing in the morning.
Well, hey, you know, wants to keep working here. A lot of people take his job if he doesn't want to do the commute. Is he golfing today?
No, he's on vacation this week. So he won't be in all week.
Yeah, I know that, but I thought maybe he'd golf and then take off. I didn't know if he was a big golfer or not.
No, he, I think, was flying out Friday right after the show, he said, so...
you are a big fan of the show.
I listen to the show every day. I really do. I get up in the morning, I put it on, and I have to start putting the radio on more. Since we're, again, welcome those of you who are normally watching on TV, who are joining us on the radio for the first time in a while. There is no TV anymore. Felger and Maz will still be on in the afternoon, and if you look at your program guide starting next Monday, around 10 o'clock, there's going to be an addition to the NBC Sports Boston lineup.
Not made for TV. Is that common knowledge? Is that news or no?
It's on the program guide.
Okay, so it says that.
It's
okay.
I stumbled across that.
All right, so
yesterday.
We can talk about it then.
Yes,
I don't think
Zolak
that,
and Bertrand 10-2.
I feel like because Zolak. I mean, it's not like generally he's kind of the way he dresses. I wouldn't say always TV ready, but I feel like now he's not going to know how to react that he's on TV and he's going to go over the top and he's going to wear like a tux. With tails, like in Step Brothers, like it's gonna be, he's gonna go to a job interview. He goes, "I get it. It's ironic. There's the suits. Like he's gonna come in and gonna be in tux and tails." Yeah. I mean, it'll be interesting. Sunglasses at night. The camera.
Well, he's gonna have to. The TV lights will be on.
I don't know. Have you ever worked with him,
Zolak?
Yes. I have, and it's not
for an extent, not for a full show, not for
an extended period of time. It's not the content. It's the, I don't know how to describe it, like the gestures, the, like, literally I've been next to him talking and it'll just, you know, start jerking. It's just, it'd be interesting to watch in TV if he gets that camera, you know, the deer
headlight. Well, I mean, he does, it's not like he's unfamiliar to TV. He does like Channel 4 stuff all the time.
It's much easier. It's like a quick hit. It's like your max time that you're ever on for something like that is 3 or 4 minutes. Like 8 minutes is like a long segment or something like that. You know how it is. Whereas when you do radio, it's 4 hours and it's just that constant camera that it's like inevitably, right? You got to pick your nose. I mean, you got to do something.
Well, that'll be the fun happening. Thing is.
I mean, that's Zolak. It's.
You know, that'll be the fun thing is, you know, like. The afternoon show complains about the midday show all the time, particularly Zolak, about how, you know, what a slob he is. And
yeah, but, you know that's a little overdone. I mean, the afternoon show.
No, it's I don't know that
asses.
It really is.
No, it is. It's annoying. Like, they wipe everything down. They don't realize it does nothing. It really doesn't.
Well, I'm of the opinion you have to eat a little dirt every day.
Well, it's
so.
Not that. Is that they wipe this down as soon as they get up and grab a dirt. Like, it's all for naught. Like, it's just, it's this phobia that they have that really doesn't hurt because they're sick. I've seen them when they're sick. You get sick more than me, and I don't do anything.
Well, that's because you wipe everything down. Your body has no resistance to germs.
It's just this phobia in your mind. That's all it is. Yeah, I'm not saying you got to go in there and you got to put your hand in the toilet bowl and like start eating chicken wings, but it's like, my God. It just shows you how weak that afternoon, like they're just weak people. Because if you get sick because somebody coughs on a mic, I mean, it's ridiculous. That means they're just weak constitutions.
Well, that's what happens when you live a life where there's no germs around you. If the moment you're exposed to anything, you'll get sick. So let me write this down. So if I shouldn't put my hands in the toilet bowl and then
no,
eat chicken wings.
No, that, I would frown upon that. That's what
not
I wouldn't
recommended.
Do. I wouldn't do that. But I mean, you know, if I cough into the mic, you can relax. Or if we share a pen. You know, you don't have to freak out and start wiping it down and losing your mind. So that's good. So the midday boys will be on.
Yeah.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah, but you'll get to see, you know, all of Zolak's grossness in his right there on camera. It'll be great.
I would say he's gross. He's just unpredictable. Is that a better word?
The man put his sock over the microphone. Like, that is something that actually happened.
See, once
happened.
Again, though, it's like
he took a
unpredictable
sock,
behavior.
He took a sock off his
unpredictable,
foot.
Unpredictable, correct?
And wrapped it around the microphone.
I mean, I've seen guys that I played with that have put their socks in way worse places than the
sure,
microphone.
I'm sure. And I'm sure he has, too, which I'm sure is why he thought nothing
yeah,
of doing
would,
that
would,
with his sock.
I would think he has. That's not a big leap right there. But it's a sock. The afternoon show's got to get over it. But now there's new rules here. No food, no feet on the table, I would assume, the desk here. No, are we allowed to cough and sneeze yet?
Well, I mean, ultimately, the studio is going to be pristine for at least a day.
2 days, tops. Yeah. 2 days. It's like when you get a new car.
No,
it's great.
If
and
you
that
remember,
first time you come in with mud in your boots, and then you're like, "Ah, screw it."
At the old studio, there were rules when they first, you know, they redid that studio. There were rules put in place. Like
I didn't get that memo.
The same ones that are in place.
Yeah,
here.
The same ones that the same memo
really?
That we got yesterday was basically
Holy
sent
God.
Out. You know what was it? Like 7-8 years ago when they redid that studio.
I did not have
TV.
The pleasure of
it's
opening
like, we
that
gotta,
studio.
We got to keep that thing nice. We got to keep that thing fresh. And by the time you came in there, like the first weekend, it was like.
Well, we didn't have the pleasure of opening
Sprite
the studio
all over the board, like within yes. 5 days.
Yeah.
Well, I think I've had a couple of instances of spilling stuff. Hence the yeah, rule but... now with the Yeti. I won't do that again. At least that won't be the first one. But I can't believe. Are you on it? Because we didn't. You know, we opened this up, so we get the new car smell. You know, we get the keys to the car. We get the first ride around the block. So it's great. And it is. It's clean. It's awesome. Yes. It smells good. It's like everything.
I do not anticipate when we come back here on Saturday that it will
I'd be...
I'd be
shocked that there was rules in place. Then that's, no. That's just the...
But over time, you know, those rules become...
Well, over time is weeks and months, not days. Just a total disregard for authority in this hub group. By the time I came in, it was like, man, I was eating pizza right on the counter.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Everybody
like,
did.
That's like a weekend. Food drops. You know, I mean, you know, we're going to do food drops here. Good luck. I mean, Mike's going to be waiting at the window when they get their midday food drops from like, you know, like wings and chicken Caesars and barbecue beef burgers, filet of fishes. All right.
Big vat of Kowloon.
Oh, gosh.
Saugus wing sauce all over the computers.
Now, it's not going to be... Now, the maturity level of the guys that work here, I think this analogy will work. But it's like me. I just got a new car recently, and I got these special floor covers, right? You got to order them. They're fit for the car. These awesome plastic. You got to strap them in. I mean, dude, you could spill anything in there. I got...
And you did covers yesterday.
Yeah, covers in the back seat, you know, so they can't kick you know, it smells good. Totaled it in like 3 days. Like, just total, like, chips everywhere. And it's just like, the maturity level's here. It's not going to go to that point. I don't think anybody's going to come here and start throwing chips on the ground. But there will be the 44-year-old version of chips on the ground pretty soon here.
Well, yesterday, I saw you in the parking lot. You're getting out of your car, and the first thing you did was, like, tip over your cup onto the floor.
Oh, yeah. There's chips all in the back seat. My wife took the car, took them up to Maine for the day, like to the beach and everything. I opened up my back chair, like literally a bag of barbecue chips fell on my feet. I'm like, what the? So it's inevitable. These guys aren't mature enough. And I don't think they have, and nobody will have the discipline to. Now, the kitchen is right across.
Yes.
And that is a fair point. You could do that movie, you walk across, whereas the old studio, the kitchen was a hell of a walk. That's a lot to ask, to run down there, eat, and try to get back.
Hell of a walk. Literally, it would take you at least 10 to 15 seconds.
Like I said, it's a lot to ask. This is about 3 or 4 seconds. So this should be a standard. This is what I expect. I don't want to come in with the, you know, we come in on the weekends and the barrel just so over full, just going off the side. Well, I'm all in. I want to keep this place. I want the new car smell in this place. By next week and we're on.
I told you yesterday.
I think it's still going to be there.
By Tuesday at like 10.
No way.
You know, 10:15, 10:30, this place is going to smell like farts and feet.
Yeah. God. Take a deep breath today, Mike. Take a nice deep breath while you're here because it ain't going to last.
All right. We will continue here on this Monday morning. It's Johnston and Flynn in for Toucher and Ridge.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, The Sports Hub. 98.5, thesportshub.com is your connection to the world of Boston sports wherever you go. 98.5, thesportshub.com.
Means they got a great deal. Find limited time lease and finance options on over 1,500 new vehicles with exceptional savings on your favorite new Toyota, Subaru, Lexus, BMW, or Audi today. Find us in Danvers, Tewksbury, Peabody, Stratham, or Manchester, New Hampshire. Shop 2,500 vehicles online at iracars.com. And remember, if the Ira oval is on your car, you know you got a great...